Weekend Breakfast
with Alison Curtis.
Playing the music you love.
Today FM.
It all happens here.
Now, as promised, Spencer Matthews has joined us on FaceTime on the phone line. Spencer, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Looking forward to a bit of normality in the coming days.
I'd say so. So are you finished marathon of 30? Did you finish 27? Is that right?
28, darling. Don't be taking any away now.
So, you know what I was thinking about? First of all, like, marathon running is just such a massive undertaking. To do 30 in a row is a huge undertaking, but then you've decided to do it on sand and in the heat. Like, I do not know how you physically or mentally have been able to do it.
Are you asking how I'm doing it?
Yes.
To be honest, like, I don't know. I prepared about as much as I could for this challenge, right? So, like, I took it very seriously. There's a Guinness World Records title at the end of it for me. Yeah. I'm looking to raise as much money as possible for Globals Make Some Noise to help children mostly through physical disability, mental disability, and also cancer and homelessness, loneliness, bereavement, you know, causes close to my heart. And it's been... That is a big driver for me. You know, I knew that if I failed or came up short, that the fundraise would suffer. And it's always good to have a goal, I think, when undertaking something like this. But I can't stress enough that you know, I've been preparing for this all year. So I had the idea to... I created the kind of idea towards the end of last year, in December, and then kind of, you know, started fully training for it in March, but planned it in January and February. And so, you know, this has been an ongoing thing for me for months. It's not just the 30 days. And yeah. I ran 2,000 kilometers in preparation for this type thing. So I got my body about as physically able as it could be to cover the distance. And the mind is, I don't know, really. I quite like running, thankfully. You know, you couldn't really prepare for the desert. That's the thing. It's different, obviously, to running. Today was an example of an awful marathon. We had to start 3.5 hours late because we couldn't get our GPS systems working.
Right.
Because we were quite near a border that's in a bit of conflict at the moment, and it was all jammed of the local area. So we had to drive for a long time. I finished today's marathon at 11 minutes past 12 in 37 degrees. And I was trapped in that 37 degrees with no shade for about 17K.
Oh, see, that's Spencer. See, that's the thing. Like, that's the thing that I'm just so amazed at. It's like, it's just the heat. And so many of us are just not able to function on even a minor level in that heat, let alone, like, running with no protection or shade.
Yeah, I guess. I think, like, I've been trying to figure this out for myself as well, I suppose, because you won't be surprised to hear that lots of people ask why. Mm-hmm. And it's quite a difficult question to answer, and I'm sure we don't have loads of time to get really deep with the answer, but it's kind of... I come from years of abusing alcohol and having, you know, a few issues in my own life, and I guess I'm like... Somebody made a fair point to me the other day that I'm trying to prove to my former self that the things that I would have found impossible when I had a terrible relationship with alcohol are now achievable because I've made this positive change in my life. And I really liked that. It made me feel quite proud because I've taken, you know, the bad habits from the past and kind of channeled it into running, health, fitness, fundraising. And it's a difference... thing, obviously, altogether, but it's, you know, I'm finally in a roundabout way proud of where I am instead of kind of feeling ashamed of my behavior, if you know what I mean.
It's quite a big shift. I think that's incredible. That's really powerful, and it would speak to a lot of people as well, because we all think, no matter how minor or major, we could make some changes that will improve ourselves or our health and just our daily lives. But the fact that you're doing it to your former self, to prove it to your former self, is a really good way of looking at it. Do you know what I think about, though, Spencer? Whenever anybody does something like this on this level, not specifically this, but, you know, the people behind, I'd be like, well, how would I feel if my husband went to the desert and did that? I'd be worrying about it all the time. I'd be worried all the time. Yeah. How do you get the people that love you the most to go, it's okay, he's fine, he's well looked after, I don't need to worry about him?
We, you know, obviously, conversations like this with my family in particular, can be a bit tougher. We lost my brother Michael yes. to Mount Everest in 1999 when I was just 10. So, you know, my mum in particular kind of hates it when I tell her that I'm embarking on these potentially dangerous challenges.
Yes.
But essentially, at the end, and Everest is a bit of a different beast, you know, at 8,000 meters plus, something goes wrong, very difficult to fix it. You know, you are in something called a death zone. This is a little bit more controlled, right? And I think we're doing our absolute best to control the controllables, which is actually quite a lot, right? We can control, we've taken this very seriously, as I've said, and it's kind of, if something were to go wrong, I have a doctor with me at all times, a physio with me at all times, my coach is with me at all times. We have a support team, a crew. You know, so if I were to kind of keel over from heat or something like that, you know, there are trained professionals with me.
Okay.
Literally with me, right? So it's kind of like you kind of feel a bit safer in that regard. And also just to stress, you know, I think good preparation is the antithesis of jeopardy. You know, if you are incredibly well prepared for something, the chances of success are obviously higher than if you kind of wing it and stuff. And obviously my parents have seen me wing stuff in the past, you know, normal marathons and even some ultras, you know, they've seen me not really prepare for it. And they've seen me head in and have to face a load of jeopardy because you're not ready
fully prepared.
For it, you know?
Spencer, do you know what? That's a good message. That's a good message for people starting secondary school. prepare. Yeah. I like that. And the one thing I think about before I let you go is what do people think about in long distance? Like, I've never done anything longer than a 10K, and I get so bored of myself and my thoughts that I'm just like, what do people think about? Do you go into sort of a meditative state?
Yeah. No, you can do. It's actually something I've only really experienced here, where you kind of drift off into a completely different place, right? So that's happened a few times. It doesn't happen all the time. Sometimes we choose to run without music.
Okay.
Most of the time we run with music. So like my support team are very, very kindly run with me from time to time. So they're all keen runners themselves. So they'll do 10K, rotate, somebody else will do 10K. So I've only actually ran alone for a very brief part of all of this. And the four of them rotate in and out, and they'll carry little speakers or we'll share AirPods or whatever. So we'll listen to pretty much everything. I mean, you know, you'll have a much better knowledge of music than I do as,
well,
as
do
a radio presenter.
Do you have good taste in music? That's the question.
It's an interesting question, I suppose. I think I do, but I also like a load of rubbish as well, if you know what I mean. So I think that's fine, right? It's like having a balanced diet, but every so often, you know, eating rubbish. So you know, I like poppy, popular chart topping stuff.
It's
particularly good to run to, like all that stuff that kind
good
of
beats.
Your music aficionados would consider to be rubbish, right?
So
our physio here, for example, won't run to Taylor Swift.
Oh,
I love running to Taylor Swift.
Like
he just can't quite get into the idea that he might be a Swiftie. So like I am just an unapologetic Swiftie.
So am I.
It's fantastic. I'd like to run to in particular. It's fantastic.
Listen, Spencer, I could talk to you all day. I'm not allowed to, though. You've got other people you need to talk to as well. I'm going to wish you the very best of luck. You've got two more to go. It's been a pleasure to speak to you. An incredible undertaking. And thank you so much for your time. Thank
You're
you.
You're a legend. Thanks so much.
Bye.
Cheers for the support.
Weekend Breakfast
with Alison Curtis.
Playing the music you love.
Today FM.
It all happens here. Today.